Hi. Today, Megan and I are on the train trying to commute between Moncton and Sackville. This train runs, you know, all the way from Campbell to Sackville every other day, so three times per week. But it's often running an hour or more behind schedule. In fact, we're late right now.
Unfortunately, in New Brunswick, the train is not very reliable or convenient.
That's Tantramar MLA Megan Mitten and Green Party leader David Kuhn in a video they recently released calling for improvements to New Brunswick's public transportation system. CHMA reached Mitten this week at the legislature in Fredericton during a break in sessions. We started off asking her about the reason for the train trip and the video.
We wanted to draw attention to our public transportation system and its shortcomings and how we really need to be building it up to be able to take New Brunswickers around the province. And unfortunately, we have a government right now that is not interested in public transportation, but it's something that could help not just in terms of addressing the climate crisis, but also affordability if we had, you know, an accessible, affordable public transportation system.
Okay, and you're calling for a new Ministry of Public Transportation. What's wrong with our current Department of Transportation? It doesn't serve the same purpose or function?
So what we want is a minister responsible. So we're not saying create a whole new department, but we're saying put someone in charge of public transportation. The current Department of Transportation and Infrastructure is not responsible for public transportation. No one is responsible for it in the province. There are some cities that have their own public transit system, but there's nothing else really. And so we need to have a coordinated effort to get people around the province in a way that's better for our environment and our pocketbooks.
What kind of improvements are you hoping that, you know, having a minister responsible for public transportation, what kind of improvements are you hoping you'd see in the regional system like Via Rail?
We would have a minister who would actually go to the table and talk to Via Rail and talk to CN and figure out having the rail line be improved between Campbellton and Sackville, for example, and have the trains actually traveling more often and on time. The train ride between Moncton and Sackville actually took us 2 hours and 15 minutes. And so I was surprised. There were quite a few people on the train, but if it takes over 2 hours to get between Moncton and Sackville and costs a fair bit of money, you can see why people don't choose that. But it also means that some people end up not being able to travel to Moncton, for example, for a healthcare appointment or further than that. There are, you know, transportation was one of the main things that came up when the government went around the province doing consultations around healthcare. It's really important. And so trains are one of the ways to get around, but we also need to be working with the bus system to make sure that there are regular bus routes around the province, and that the local public transit networks that might exist, like in Moncton, for example, that you can actually make your way between systems, between the train and the bus and actually get around, because without anyone coordinating it, it ends up not being well coordinated.
One of the suggestions on there was a connection from Moncton and Sackville down to St. John. That is not an existing route for passenger rail, and as far as I know. What makes you think that's feasible?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of people that do travel along, you know, between, you know, Moncton and St. John, for example, and so sort of stops along the way. And we think that there could be quite a bit of, you know, passengers that could travel there, sort of. I don't know if all of them would necessarily be sort of commuting, but we need to be thinking about how to move people around for different things. I also think there's opportunities when it comes to tourism, helping people, let's say, move between the cities in a way that's easier, so they're not having to rent a car, sort of fitting into ecotourism. we need to be making sure that our transportation is accessible as well. And making it accessible in terms of people with disabilities, but also in terms of income. Wouldn't it be cool if we could just jump on a bus to head to the beach or to a provincial park or national park? And it would make it more accessible and good for the environment.
We've been speaking mostly about New Brunswick transportation. But of course, Via Rail is, the ocean runs from Halifax through New Brunswick all the way to Montreal. We live in the Maritimes. Getting around the Maritimes can be challenging. Getting from New Brunswick into Quebec can be challenging. And this being the sort of era of interprovincial cooperation, I wonder if you have something to say in that regard. We're looking at maybe seeing the tolls on the Confederation Bridge lifted, which is a huge subsidization of that car travel over that bridge. Do you see opportunities for interprovincial regional transportation in the Maritimes?
I absolutely do. And I think this is something where if we had a minister responsible for public transportation, they could work with our neighboring provinces to, lobby the federal government to work with Via Rail to come up with better systems. And we can learn from our neighboring provinces. If we look at Prince Edward Island, they actually have something called Toonie Transit, where you pay $2 and you can get on a bus and travel across the whole island. And so we can learn from and cooperate with our neighboring provinces, have interprovincial transportation for our residents. And so I think there definitely are opportunities there that would have positive results, I think, for the people in this region.
Do you think you're going to get support for this idea of a minister responsible for public transportation?
Well, we're going to keep trying, and we're going to make sure that the premier understands we're not saying create a whole new department. We're saying put someone in charge of this, because if no one's in charge of it, then there's no vision and there's no chance that we're going to make things better. And so we're really going to keep pushing that. And we have a lot of support. We're hearing from people that are saying, yeah, we do need a better way to get around our province. And, about 26% of New Brunswick's emissions are coming from transportation. We do need to come up with a better plan. Obviously, in rural areas, you do need vehicles, but not everyone can afford them. And what if there were some other options, at least between the cities, but definitely including rural areas and to be able to get all around the province? This is not something that's impossible. This is something that is absolutely possible. It just requires political will and us rethinking how we do things.
That's Tanchmar MLA Megan Mitten. She and Green Party leader David Kuhn are calling on the Liberal government to create a minister responsible for public transportation in the province. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.